He'll clear it to Kieran Nichols across midcourt. 4:40 remaining. Here's a three by Nichols. He got it! Splashdown, Kieran Nichols, and he is now the all-time three-point king at Knoxville.
Right side Baugh, open for three, shot fake, pass inside to Allison, off glass and in, career point number 1,001 for the Pella Christian senior Allison Van Gorp.
And we got the student section that was ready for it, 1,000 points.
28 seconds remaining, Knoxville has it, can tie it or take the lead here on this one, maybe even win it with a three. Here's Nichols with the ball. Nichols drives in, puts up over to Kiefer. Now to Kychus. Three on the way. Good! Splash now goes Kychus.
Not into the front court for Blake. Blake dribbling left side into the corner. Klatt, 10th three of the night. Knocks it down. 30 points for Kendall Klatt. And the Indians lead big. Current crosses over, dribbles up for the win. Rattles home in the storm, put up 2.2 seconds left, no timeouts, and Lawrence goes down, this game is over. Andrew Curran hits the game winner for 43 points, and the Storm win 102-100, what a ball game.
Top of a skyscraper here, ground ball through the hole, left side, that's a hit, and the Dutch will walk it off winners, Keegan Hansen, the RBI single, Pella 4, Knoxville 3 in walk-off fashion.
1-1 pitch on the way, swung on, out to right center, Willis coming around to score, the Panthers are going to win the game, 5-4, the Panthers score 4 in the bottom of the seventh, and take this one 5-4.
Oh, fly ball deep left. See you later. First pitch swinging, and Destiny Lewis puts across two more, and Indianola leading 5-0, a no-doubter out to left field, and Lewis just turned on a high fastball.
At the plate, Ryan Wood, fly ball left field, a long shot drops just in fair territory. Greenlee will round third and come home to score, as will T. Weggs. It's 12-0 Warriors.
So swinging a liner, caught by the shortstop Curry. She races to the third base bag, tags it, throws to second, triple play!
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fly ball out to center field, it drops. Johnson rounds third, and they apply the tag! She is out! Kaylee Johnson is out! Rounding third to try to score, and we go to the bottom of the ninth! What an amazing play! That was unbelievable.
Fires home. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. Pepper comes on in relief and holds on. And the Indians win 4-3. And they'll face the Dragons.
Early lead over number 4, Van Meter. There's a ball.
That's out of
the right center field. That ball is deep, and that ball is gone. A three-run home run for Natalie Harrell as she crushes it to deep center field. And the Eagles take a 3-0 lead.
Came back with a two-strike pitch over the middle of the plate.
The pitch, a swing and a miss! And Alexa Dunsbergen will send Pella Christian to state. For the first time under head coach Karen Harrell, fifth time is the charm, and they're going to Fort Dodge from Eagle Lane.
And now going in motion is Jackson Campbell. Hookstein, low snap, gets it under control. It is caught for the touchdown! Norwalk wins it! And the black jerseys storm the field!
Jaeger goes over his head. Jaeger tries to pick it up, and he just throws an interception! Touchdown, Pleasantville, on the first play of the game! First play of the game, Pleasantville scores!
Yeah, Kekmarinski's going to extend this play. He's just going to take it. He's going to run. He's got some open space. Kekmarinski's coming back. He's got some blockers. Kekmarinski, he's got some space. He's going five. Diving.
He's in.
We're going to get a spot touchdown. Kekmarinski, he takes it 65 yards to the house as time expires in the first half.
24-yard field goal by John Butel. Kick is up. It is good. John Butel pounds one from 24 yards out, and the Panthers extend the lead to 24-14 with 49 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
begin to pass. Long time to throw towards the end zone. That pass is intercepted by Mulder at the 10 to the 20. Has some blocking in front of him to the 30 before he's hammered out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Add 15 more to it. A frustration penalty for Minneapolis sets up the Eagles. And there's your dagger.
Bondurant for our loads the box. Kolarik up the middle, pushes forward, and he's in! A 3-yard touchdown rush from Cale Kolarik, and Indianola leads 14-7, 3:18 left to go in the ball game.
Griffin Olsen, the receiver, is out to the left, and Anderson's in the backfield with Vandeloo. He'll take, and he will hand off to Anderson. Anderson bounces it around outside, cuts back in across the 35. Anderson into the open field! Anderson midfield down the far sideline! It's Secretariat at the Belmont! They will not catch him!
Still looking to get it in. Now he bounces it in. Back to Bourne. Dangerously close to the half-court line. Bourne in the lane. Tough shot. Good! With 1 second to play. And a vision for last timeout by Pella. Redick Bourne cutting into the lane. Waving through. And he puts the Warriors on top.
Naughton splits the defense over to Blake. Wide open for three. Knocks it down. And Lauren Blake, over 1,000 points in her Indianola career, puts Indianola back within one. Congratulations to Lauren.
6 seconds remaining in the game. Clock winds. Snap to Hawkins. Last play of the game. Lobs it for Schmicke. He makes a catch. Yes! Touchdown! Central! Final play of the game. Tanner Schmicke. Touchdown!
You a little excited? Ball game.
First and goal for Central at the Whitewater 4. Hawkins takes the snap, looks right, throws right. Herbers makes the catch. Touchdown, Central! And it's history for Hawkins. An all-time, all-divisions record. 62 touchdown passes this season for Central quarterback Blaine Hawkins.
Carl Miller makes the turn onto the backstretch, and Pella is pulling away with the 4x400-meter relay and pulling away with their fourth team championship. Carl Miller, arms up across the finish line. The Little Dutch have won the 4x400, and they've won the Class 3A state championship in a time of 3:22:29.
Ryan Mace to trigger it into Grant Nelson. And he gets by the first man, gets it ahead to Pogo Parker, and he lays it in.
Ran out of juice.
Elder for two. Pella's lead, 68-59, 12 seconds to go in the state championship game. Three ball on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Grant Nelson, 5 seconds to go. Grant Nelson dribbles it up, throws it in the air, and team together has won a team title. Pella 68, Ballard 50.
That is it, folks. What a finish.